This weekend, the most talked about athlete will have four legs. California Chrome is running in the Belmont Stakes. If he wins, it'll be the first time in 36 years that a horse has taken racing's Triple Crown. Commentator Frank DeFord wonders what that might mean for the sport.
How often at the start of a movie these days do you read, based on a true story? But if a movie was made about California Chrome, and whether or not he wins the Belmont this Saturday, it would read, based on a dream. For the colt of the most undistinguished heritage, bred by neophytes, trained by a kindly septuagenarian, well, the whole thing is a ridiculous reverie. California Chrome has been dubbed America's horse, and for his owners and trainer, the American dream has been predictably, regularly invoked. But no, the American dream was never about winning the Triple Crown or becoming Bill Gates or Derek Jeter. The beauty of the American dream, what made it ours, was that it was so attainable. It was really the American possibility. It was merely about being able to move up, outdo your parents, live a good, secure life, enjoy the four freedoms that President Roosevelt proclaimed. And as we all know, in this age of inequity, as the American dream is more elusive, so too is California Chrome not so much a dream as a fairy tale. In concert with that, my friends in racing all tell me how important it is for the horse with the four white hooves to win the Triple Crown because racing needs a hero to help revive the sport of kings in the United States. I wish I could believe that his victory Saturday would mean anything substantial to a sport that is struggling so against time and culture, but I think that is fantasy too. Horse racing thrived when a lot of people still had a connection with horses, and when it was not legally possible to bet on much of anything but horses. But, of course, in America today, gambling is wide open. And good grief, horses are so much out of our daily lives that we rarely even have Western movies anymore. Those films based on true stories rarely involve horses. So I fear that even should California Chrome win the Triple Crown, he will not, as we say about politicians, have long coattails, or in his case, just a long tail. How many more times will he even appear on a racetrack? Maybe he won't so much as go into a starting gate after this year, but head directly to the breeding shed. Will people go out to Suffolk Downs or Del Mar or Delaware Park to watch these magnificent animals and bet on them just because they remember how this one extraordinary creature won three races over 5 weeks in the springtime of 1 year? Once this moment passes, all bets are off, for Americans would rather play slot machines and point spreads and watch automobiles race because they grew up with cars and can relate to them. No, these days, horses, like American dreams, are harder for us to connect to.
You can bet on this or dream about it. Commentator Frank DeFord comes to us most Wednesdays. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.